Hey everybody, it's Amanda. Welcome or welcome back to the Park Ridge Presby Podcast, the message podcast of Park Ridge Presbyterian Church in Park Ridge, Illinois. We would love for you to experience a Sunday morning with us, or you can always connect with us on social media. We are Park Ridge Presby on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. We hope this message inspires your faith to make a difference for you every day. Well, we hope everyone had a great Easter, and we're glad that you're back with us for a new message series today. Leading up to Easter, we were following along with the life of Jesus and his ministry in the Gospel of Luke. And today we're going to start a new message series. If the life of Jesus in the early church was a play, the Gospel of Luke would be Act 1, and the Book of Acts, where we're going to pick up today, would be Act 2. Luke, who wrote the Gospel of Luke and the Book of Acts, continues to tell the story about what God was up to. God was up to something in the life of Jesus, and God continued to be at work through the Holy Spirit, who we'll learn about in the Book of Acts, and through those first followers of Jesus, who we call the apostles. So for a long time, Christians have looked to the Book of Acts to try to figure out what the church is really supposed to be about. What is the church supposed to be doing in the world? We look to the Book of Acts to find some answers to those questions. And the reason why we look to the Book of Acts is because that's the place we first see Christian community being formed after the resurrection. So these people aren't coming together around Jesus who was with them, but they're coming around the story and the life of Jesus' life and resurrection. And so there's this understanding that if we look back to the Book of Acts, to those earliest communities formed following Jesus, then we'll get a better understanding about what the church is supposed to be about. And so we go back to the Book of Acts. And as we go through this series, I think you might be surprised, maybe even relieved, that some of the things that you value most about your church, some of the things that matter most to you about your church, were also valued and mattered a lot in the early church that we read about in the Book of Acts. But also, as we look at the early church and when we look at the church today, the church in America, you're going to see some differences. And you might find yourself asking some questions like, well, how do we get from there to here? And can we ever really get back? You know, and honestly, if you're someone who's been skeptical of the church or skeptical of organized religion, you might have some of that skepticism validated. And that's okay. We actually think it's important to pay attention to the gap between where we are right now and where God calls us to be. We think that's how God helps us move from where we are to where God wants us to be. So if you have some of that skepticism, if you have some questions, that's okay. So to set up this series, we're going to need to know two things. We're going to need to know, what did Jesus tell the disciples to do? And then what did the early church start doing? After the resurrection, before Jesus went back to God, he said to the disciples this final instruction: you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses. You'll be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. The final instruction that the disciples, those followers of Jesus, got was to be Jesus' witness. Now, when we hear that word witness, we probably think about a witness in a court, a witness in a trial. And a witness in a trial is called up to tell what they heard or what they saw based on a certain event. And that's what Jesus is telling the disciples to do, and that's what Jesus really wants all of us to do, which is to just tell the story. Tell the story of what we've heard and seen and known in our own lives about who God is. So that's the first thing that we're reminded of when we look to the Book of Acts on what the church is supposed to be about. Next, we need to know what the early church started doing. Luke tells us about the day that the Holy Spirit showed up. There was chaos, and there was power, and there was unity. The Holy Spirit brought community together. Luke tells us that the Holy Spirit came and everybody in the city, everybody that was in Jerusalem from these different regions, they had their own languages and their own cultures, but they were all together in one place, and that's where the Holy Spirit decided to show up. And the Spirit enabled people to understand despite their differences. So everybody was speaking in their own language, but able to understand as if they were speaking the very same language. So the Holy Spirit brings community together despite our differences. And then Peter, one of the disciples, stood up in front of the crowd and started speaking. He started doing what Jesus had told the disciples to do, which was to be a witness. So he pointed out to the crowd that was gathered around him that this is the Holy Spirit, the one that Jesus had talked about. And he talked about who Jesus was and what happened at the resurrection, and that because of the Spirit, God's presence was there with them. And he invited the crowd to turn to God and believe and be baptized. And people started saying yes. In the Message translation of Acts 2, after the Holy Spirit has shown up, this is how they describe what happened to the community. And the believers lived in a wonderful harmony, holding everything in common. They sold whatever they owned and pooled their resources so that each person's need was met. They followed a daily discipline of worship in the temple, followed by meals at home. Every meal was a celebration. People in general liked what they saw. Every day their number grew as God added to those who were saved. So what did Jesus tell the disciples to do? He told them to be his witnesses. And what did the early church start to do? Well, based on the life and story of Jesus that they witnessed, they formed a community. They formed a community based on Jesus' teaching, sharing resources, sharing meals, and prayer. According to the book of Acts, these were the things that bound the community together. This is what Christians were known for. Now, if I was to ask you, what are Christians in the world right now? What are Christians in the United States known for? What holds them together? What would you say? It's actually a really hard question to answer if we're honest. The truth is, sometimes Christians are known more for what they're against than what they're for. And so it can make it really hard to understand what holds Christians together when all you maybe know about Christians is what they're against. And sometimes in the United States, Christians, who they're against is other Christians. And so it can make it really confusing and complicated to understand what on earth the church is supposed to be about. You know, maybe your own relationship to the church, your own encounter with churches has been one where you learned more about what the church was against than what it was for. Maybe you learned more about what you shouldn't do, who you shouldn't vote for, who you shouldn't date, or what questions you shouldn't ask. And if that's your encounter with the church, if that's how your understanding of God is shaped, well, that's a really hard place to stay, isn't it? It's a really hard place to find Jesus, and it's a really hard place to ground your faith in. Have you ever talked to people who have had one of these experiences, maybe one of these more harmful experiences of the church? There's a word that comes up in a lot of their stories, and it's this word, judgment. When you've had an experience of church where you know more about what the church is against than what it's for, then there's a lot of judgment there. You either feel judged personally for the way you're living your life, or you feel a lot of judgment towards others about how they're living their life. But we, as Christians, as followers of Jesus, as the church, are called to be witnesses, not the judge, not the jury, not prosecutors bringing about charges on God's behalf. We're called to be witnesses. Witnesses of the truth about the unconditional love, the life-changing, transforming love we find in Jesus. We're called to be witnesses. But too often, I think we get caught up and distracted in being judges and a jury and convicting people on God's behalf. I think the church has fallen into this trap of policing everybody else's behaviors and beliefs as a way of being faithful to God. And most of the time, it's little things, these little judgments here or there that add up over time. It's things like, I felt like my church cared more about how I dressed than how I was doing, more about how I behaved than what I believed, more about my family showing up than showing love. And all of this stuff, it adds up over time to make the church a place where someone doesn't want to be, and Christians, people someone doesn't want to be around. But what if instead we understood our way of being faithful in the world, like how Bob Goff, author and activist, describes it, to become more love every day, to become more like love today than yesterday? What if that was how we showed our faithfulness? That temptation towards judgment, it's really strong. It can have a really strong pull. I know I struggle with it all the time. I don't think any of us are really motivated or inspired by judgment. I think when we feel judged, when we feel criticized, we shut down and we shut ourselves off from other people. You know, if someone was judging you for not doing enough in your community, maybe trying to get you to volunteer more, I don't think being judged about that is going to be very motivational. But do you know what is motivational? Do you want to know what's inspiring? Watching people live their own faith authentically. So a story about someone who learned about hunger needs in their community by working at a local food pantry, well, that just might inspire you or motivate you to find out about, well, what are the needs in your community? The thing is that judgment shuts down conversations. But stories open up possibilities. And so as we look to the book of Acts to find out, well, what is the church really supposed to be about and what the church is called to do, we need to remember that our judgment, the church's judgment, shuts down conversations. But stories open up possibilities. The earliest church was about being a witness to God's love in their own life and telling that story. And so we should be about that too. And the earliest Christians, they formed their community about what they stood for, not what they stood against. And so maybe that's what we should be about too. You know, if the life of Jesus in the early church was a play, the Gospel of Luke would be Act 1 and the book of Acts would be Act 2. But unlike other plays that end with a big finale, this play ends with "to be continued." Because of the Holy Spirit's work in the world, God's not done yet. And you and me, we're all a part of this to be continued story that God is still writing. So we invite you to come back for part 2 of this message series, Acts 2, so you can learn about how your life and your story can help inspire others. Hey, thanks again for listening today. If you'd like to hear more from us, you can subscribe to this podcast or find us on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. We are at Park Ridge Presby on all platforms.